The following discussion was recorded in early September 2015. It does contain some graphic material. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now we're going to talk about the Planned Parenthood expose videos, which have been among the most effective campaigns ever in the history of the modern pro-life movement. The plan to create those videos was born 3 years ago in the Wichita office of our next guest. His name is Troy Newman. He's the president of Operation Rescue. Troy, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. My pleasure to be back on.
Okay, so for the 50-70% of Americans who have not seen the videos, and maybe they don't even know about all the hubbub about it, what are they?
Right. Well, these are undercover videos of an investigative journalist type. So what we did was go inside Planned Parenthood posing as a company that buys fetal tissue, aborted babies, and then sells them to researchers around the country. And these are actual companies that are already inside the Planned Parenthoods and other abortion clinics around the country. So we were simply posing as a company that's already doing this. And we caught on tape abortionists discussing the sale of human body parts for a profit. We caught them talking about manipulating the type of surgery, the type of abortion technique, putting their profits ahead of the safety of women. We also caught them talking about how babies are born alive and then dissected. All three of those things are federal felonies, and we've submitted this to the American people, to prosecutors, to the Congress. And in the wake of this, we've had 10 states begin an investigation into Planned Parenthood, five of whom have already defunded Planned Parenthood, and Congress has asked for a full-scale investigation. We've already voted once to defund, take away Planned Parenthood's money. That failed in the Senate, but there'll be another subsequent vote in Congress and in the Senate as well. So it's going exceedingly well for the pro-life movement, for the babies, for the cause of Christ. And on the flip side, it's going very, very poorly for those in the abortion industry.
And at this point, how much has the mainstream media, ABC, CBS, NBC, the New York Times, the media of record, how much have they even covered this story at all?
Very, very little, actually. In fact, we have a saying in our office that if it's bad news for the pro-life movement and for Christians, then it's reported wildly. It's front page story, right?
Yeah.
But if it's good news for us, then there's barely the sound of crickets being heard. And these videos, there's nine total so far, have been devastating to the abortion industry, absolutely devastating. It's prima facie evidence that they're committing illegal actions, and the mainstream press has been virtually silent on this.
They're derelict, really, in their duty.
Yes.
You know, a free press for a free people. All the, news that's fit to print, unless it's pro-life, I mean, that's amazing.
Right. There was a study done that apparently some physician in the United States went to Africa and shot a lion. I guess his name was Cecil, the lion.
Cecil.
And there's
20
times more coverage of that incident than there was the wholesale slaughter of innocent children for a profit inside Planned Parenthood that receives $540 million of our taxpayer money every single year. So obviously, the mainstream media and, unfortunately, the majority of Americans have their priorities misaligned with what should be a moral outrage and what shouldn't be.
Absolutely. Wow, it's amazing. All right, first of all, let me ask you this. Are the vast majority of the abortions in question, where there's, where they're doing the harvesting of body parts and so forth, are these mainly second and third trimester abortions?
No, not mainly. However, those are the most prized possessions of the abortion cartel and the researchers.
Oh, let me just stop you right there. Is it possible? I mean, I hate to impute you know, impugn motives or whatever on someone else. But is it possible in some cases that Planned Parenthood would almost welcome the later abortions so they can get more money from the body parts?
It certainly seems so. In fact, in the first video, Dr. Deborah Nucatola says she had a 17-weeker, in other words, a baby 17 weeks of gestation for over 4 months along. And she had a gleam in her eye about how she talked about having a huddle before the abortion procedure with her other cohorts or partners in crime, discussing how they're going to dissect that baby and how they're going to sell off the parts piece by piece. It reminds me of how a butcher would take cattle and slaughter it and then send it to through the processing, and they take the prime rib and the hamburger and the shoulder roast and so forth, and they package it up in separate packages and they ship it off to the various consumers. That's exactly the way the Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry is treating children that they have killed.
Wow. The first trimester babies, they do produce something for the those selling, harvesting body parts?
Yes. Even though the abortion procedure is somewhat different, it's a vacuum aspiration. Dr. Mary Gatter talks about doing a manual aspiration, which sucks the baby out with less, sorry for the terminology, less grinding or crushing.
Oh.
And then they take the remains of these children and they sift them through a strainer and they pour them into a glass container and put that glass pie chart or pie container on top of a light board, and they sift through it and they say, oh, these videos show this. Here's a liver, here's heart, here's some lung. And in research labs and universities around the country, actually around the globe, are very desirous of this fetal cells, fetal organs, for their research.
Now, I understand some Hollywood celebrities signed on. I support Planned Parenthood. Look, if you're going to have those babies, well, they wouldn't call them babies. If you're going to have those fetuses killed, but the remains can somehow benefit humanity with research, have at it.
You know, for me, Jerry, that is one of the most shocking admissions that prove that there's a lack of moral standards in this country here. Let's harken back to World War II. Joseph Mengele, a doctor in the Nazi Holocaust, said exactly the same thing. We're putting these Jews to death. Why not get some sort of medical research out of them? And so as they were killing them by the millions in the gas chambers, sometimes they would put them in vats of cold water to see how long they would live. He took twins and surgically united them as if they were co-joined twins at birth.
Kind of like the opposite of Dr. Carson.
Ghoulish experiments. Ugh. Ghoulish experiments. And you know what? During that time, they said, we are not going to use Mengele's diaries. We're going to put them in a safe someplace because of the data was immorally obtained. And here in Planned Parenthood, they tell the woman that exactly like they said the Jews, they're worthless, they're vermin, there's nothing there, they lack humanity. Same thing on the front end of the abortion, but on the other side, once that baby has been delivered, they ghoulishly hawk over the body and dissect it piece by piece for medical research. I can't think of anything more morally repugnant.
Well, now Hillary Clinton says, look, Planned Parenthood is all about women's health, mammograms, and things like that.
It's another way to diffuse and deflect the argument from the fact that Planned Parenthood kills more children than any other abortion clinic in the country. They do over 300,000 abortions every year. 98% of the women that walk in pregnant to a Planned Parenthood are sold an abortion. So they want to say that they do all these other services, but from the beginning, Margaret Sanger founded Planned Parenthood on two things, radical sexual promiscuity and abortion. And that's the same two things that they provide today.
Troy Newman's our guest right now. He's the president of Operation Rescue. We're talking about the Planned Parenthood videos that he helped create. And so tell us about the babies being kept alive in some cases for the sake of harvesting the body parts.
Well, oftentimes a woman will deliver before the abortionist is ready to really go in with the forceps and pull that baby out, because they, what they do is they call it lam or laminaria, and these are small dried pieces of seaweed that are put in the woman's cervix to dilate or to force the cervix open. And once that cervix is open, sometimes if a woman has had a child or two beforehand, that baby will literally, and these are the words of an abortionist, literally fall out. And so if that baby, quote, falls out, there's been nothing to cause the demise or the death of that baby. So that baby is, in again, the words of the abortion industry, fresh. And that's what they want, fresh tissue specimens so they can dissect. In one of the videos, Holly O'Donnell, a former researcher, a former tissue procurement technician who's now come to the pro-life side, said she saw babies being born regularly, and they would simply start dissecting them while their heart was still beating. Again, this is evidence of murder.
Yeah.
Murder. And Planned Parenthood has yet to face the reckoning from the prosecutors around the country, but they need to, and we need to be the voice of the innocent children.
Troy, is it true that in some cases where some of these babies alive, in order to get the body parts, they have cut through the face of this living, unborn baby who's out of the womb, but they've cut through the face in order to get certain parts?
You know, that's exactly true. And we also have had testimony and stories coming out from the abortion industry where the baby is born alive, the heart's still beating, and it almost reminds you of the way the Mayans would bend their victims over a stone edifice and cut the heart out and lift it to the gods while it's still beating.
Oh.
That now Planned Parenthood may not be offering these hearts to a demon god in like Quetzalcoatl, but they're offering it to the demon god of research.
Yeah.
In the name of research, somehow it's okay to kill innocent children.
Like the Aztecs, you're absolutely right. What has been the most shocking thing to you? You've been involved in pro-life activities for years and years and years. What did you learn, or what just made you say, oh my goodness, and your mouth dropped from these videos?
Well, for me, again, I have been involved in a number of years, and I've known of many of these things intellectually, if you will, but seeing these abortionists talk about this on video, when they don't think the video is running, right? When this isn't abortionists speaking at the National Press Club, this
right.
Isn't abortionists
their guards are
testifying.
Down. Yeah,
right. Exactly. They don't know that the video is rolling, and to see them in such a callous, crass fashion, speaking about how they abort the babies, crush here, crush above, crush below. Boy, we want smooth liver or the neural tissue. We have to ship the baby's head intact to the research lab because neural tissue is so fragile, it has to be contained in the calvarium. So the way they use these clinical terms in such a callous fashion, but describes the babies. It's for me, that was the most horrific point.
Wow. Troy, where can people see these videos?
They can see them in two different places. One is the centerformedicalprogress.org, and the full transcripts are there. And also on our website, operationrescue.org.
Troy Newman, keep up the great work. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm sorry I didn't have a warning at the opening of this broadcast, but this is such an important story. Thank you. God bless you, and keep up the wonderful work for the Lord.
Dr. Newcomb, thank you so much for everything you do. God bless.
Okay, bye-bye.